Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially as I celebrate, kick off the celebration of my 16th anniversary week. Thanks for allowing me to do that. Thanks for being with me and hanging out with me. And I'm very glad that our good friend Elise Bennett is here. Did I say I'm Jim Blasingame? I think I did. You know who I am. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's the show you're listening to. Elise Bennett is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's been with me more than 15 years now as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor, the author of a number of books on marketing and looking after yourself and putting your best foot forward, including the Creative Professional's Guide to Making Money. That's just one of them. And she's our good friend, Elise Bennett. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. Thanks for all the years you've given us and provided such great information for us on our show. Elise, you're one of our networking experts. And networking is really part of marketing, isn't it?
It's, I would say, the most important marketing tool. If you do nothing else, you should be networking.
For one thing, it costs nothing, right?
For the most part, right? It's about cultivating relationships.
Mm-hmm. And do you differentiate between networking and social media?
Oh, my God, yes. Okay. Social media is a total waste of time. Sorry, but that's
Oh, really?
I mean,
you know, you could get firebombed for that, for saying things like that in some circles. You realize that, right?
I just am offended by all these people who think they have to be tweeting, and, yeah. You know, it's not a must-do. It really depends on so many different factors, but not networking. Networking is a
must-do. What you're saying is social media for networking is a waste of time. You don't mean social media as a marketing opportunity, as a way of reaching, building community and that sort of thing. You're not saying that's a waste of time, are you?
It is one way to do networking, but it's the cheapest and laziest way to do it, but it's not necessarily the most effective.
So you agree with me when I say that face-to-face is the original social media?
Yes, I do agree with that.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying. I've been saying that since 2008. In other words, I didn't just arrive at this. When I first heard about social media, I was, as you know, Elise, I became the social media heretic years ago. And not to talk down about social media, but to make sure that we don't delude ourselves into what it can do for you. It has a place. It is a tool. It is a method of reaching people. But it's not the new salvation. It's not the silver bullet, is it?
Absolutely not. And I moderated a panel recently on work-life balance, and when I asked the question, what is your biggest time waster, almost everyone said Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
Because it sucks you in.
It does. It can. It sure can. So, okay, so you talk a lot about... You talk about people that you need to know in your networking activity, the four people, you call them, that you absolutely need to be networking with. Tell us about that.
Yeah, because, I mean, networking gets a bad rap, first of all, and a lot of people, I think, don't really understand what it is and who you need to have in your network. So I wrote this article for Entrepreneur.com recently that actually got tweeted quite a bit, speaking of social media, and it outlines the four types of people that you need
in your network. Wait a minute, Elise. You don't get to brag on your article being tweeted when you just got through dissing Twitter.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right, so go ahead. The first one is clients and customers.
Right, so that's the most obvious one, right? You obviously need clients and customers in your network, but the way that people don't think about clients as part of their network is for all sorts of feedback and being a sounding board and the past clients and, you know, past bosses even,
right.
You know, people that you've worked with who know you really well and understand your strengths, they can be used in a marketing sense, and many mm-hmm. people don't use them that way.
And how would you use them?
Well, I would identify two or three very valuable clients who have your best interest in mind and want you to succeed, not the kind of jealous kind who don't
right.
want to know,
right.
want anyone else to know.
The ones that I was talking about in the earlier segment where I said, let your customers know your milestones because they want you to be successful, those people.
Exactly. And they want to help. Everybody wants to help in some way or another. They want to feel like they're doing something good. So I think that you can establish strong relationships with clients outside of the work that you do for them, whereby you use them as a sounding board. You get their feedback. I mean, it's their opinion that matters more than any consultant.
Right.
I tell my clients that your client's opinion is more important than my opinion because they're the ones you're trying to market to.
When I had my consulting company, and I'd reached a point where I felt like I needed some help knowing where to go forward, how to go next, what the next step to take. I charged my clients for what I knew, and they paid me for what I knew, and then 1 year I called them up and I said, hey, I'm turning the tables, I want you to advise me on my business. And they did. The top three, the really best clients I had, who'd been with me the longest. And they really gave me some good advice. And then at the end, all of them said, now, can I bill you for this? I said, no. But they
right.
did. But and you know what? They were thrilled. They were tickled to death that I
yep.
actually asked them for their advice on how my business, what I should do with my business. And
absolutely.
And here's the rest of the story. After that, they were better customers.
How come?
They were better because they're invested.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah, it's a little. It was a little beanie. I didn't see coming.
Yep, that makes sense though.
It absolutely makes sense. And so, I think that inures to retail customers. I think if you have these conversations as you talk about a little bit in your piece here, you know, make sure you're networking with those people. I think if you ask retail customers those questions, it gives them an opportunity to be invested in your business. It makes them want to come back more.
Absolutely, and spread the word.
That's exactly right. They become cheerleaders for you. At least I need your website, please.
www, I don't need to say that anymore. Marketing-mentor.com.
Yeah. Hey, folks, whenever somebody asks you for your website in the future, please don't say www. It's not necessary. It takes too much time, and life is short. 20 after the hour, I should say. You think after 16 years on the show, I could tell time, wouldn't you? But no. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Lee Spinnin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.